Welcome back, Grapes and Gorak, episode 31.
31. Chris Cook? Jarrett McKinnon early years?
Rookie or McKinnon?
31?
Rookie or McKinnon?
Who's our current 31? I was going to say Asher Allen, but he was 21, and he's not on our team anymore.
Well, wasn't Asher Allen 28?
No, that would be Adrian Peterson.
Well, I know, but I thought Asher Allen was pre-AP.
Pre-AP?
Wasn't he like 2000?
Definitely wasn't pre-AP.
That's right. He was part of the Ugly Jersey Club. Oh, that was disgusting.
The Bronco jerseys that we wore, even though they've just been a purple.
Yeah, but we did it worse.
We did do it worse.
Any 31? You got anything?
Trying to find it.
It must be. Where's Tim? Tim,
where's our stats guy?
So 31, the Chris
Amir Abdullah was 31.
Oh, okay.
Abdullah. So we'll just cycle through like shitty backups is 31.
Right on. Good deal. Jet McKinnon, Amir Abdullah, Chris Cook. Good deal. So that's that episode.
That's a bad sign. This is going to be a subpar episode.
Yeah, well, you know,
subpar players, subpar
episode. It's kind of quiet right now, so it's just going to be a little like, I don't know.
Yeah, this is, we're going to look back at our over-unders, which will be interesting because, you know. Some. We're dumber than we think, but we kind of nailed some stuff too. I was kind of proud of us on a few things.
Perfect.
I got the Wolves game on, so you know they're hanging on by a thread for a playoff chance.
Well, not gonna happen. It's Minnesota sports, so
and if it does, that's a sweep. So
Twins.
Byron Buxton 5-for-5.
Oh, he's on a tear.
Tearing up spring. He's back. He's back. You're still gonna win that bet versus Rennie.
Oh, I've never had a doubt that I was not gonna win that bet against Rennie.
That bet has gone up
bet
and
against,
down.
Murph too. That's a $20 bet. I mean, Buxton's going to stick around.
Yeah, this is going to pay off.
Oh, good deal.
All right, let's go over over-unders. I just sort of skimmed through both podcasts to get them, but I heard some good takes from early Grapes and Gorak days.
Oh, perfect.
One of them, the AFC episode, was at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes.
Loud ambiance. Not a fan.
Had some complaints about that.
Yeah, I believe the people that complain now. That is... we got to...
We'll
if we ever do that again, we got
to
turn the mics way down and then keep them really close to our mouths because that was like, it was too much. The lady kept coming up asking us for more water and stuff. It was terrible. I don't know. I'll just kind of throw out some stuff that our worst division, what division? Well, you actually had two divisions where you got everyone wrong.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But we both shared a division where we got everything wrong.
Was that the East?
Which East?
The NFC East.
It was the NFC East.
The NFC East.
We completely failed. Oh. So here's some, well, obviously the Cowboys. Yep. I said way under. And their over-under was 8.5. They went 10-6.
Yes.
We both said they would be five to six
they
win team.
They don't look good. I'm still not.
And
I'm
you know what's
still
funny? There's two teams that we missed on big time, and I still don't believe in either of them. The other one, it's the Seahawks, who we both said. You actually went over, so you were not wrong on that one.
On who, the Cowboys?
The Seahawks.
Oh, the Seahawks.
There were two teams where I was just completely... I just thought they both sucked. I still don't think they're that good.
It's the Russell... Seahawks, it's Russell Wilson.
Which is funny, because that's what you literally said on the thing. You said, well, Russell Wilson.
Yeah, and he's... I'm not a huge fan of Russell Wilson, but he's good. I think I'd be a bigger fan of him if he wasn't on the Seahawks. I hate Pete Carroll so much that in turn I hate everyone on his team.
It's a problem, yeah. And I think I don't like them as much too because when Blair Walsh missed the kick, they all celebrated like they did really good.
Yeah, come on.
So Cowboys was, and then the Giants. You said I wouldn't be shocked if they win that division.
Well,
we both went over on them. I can't believe that. Why would we go over on the Giants?
Because we got Pat Shurmur going in Saquon Barkley.
Man, you just completely nailing what we said. We said that we just ripped on Ben McAdoo. That's all we did. We're like, this got to be worth 4 or 5 wins alone.
Oh, yeah.
Ben McAdoo getting shit canned.
No, it wasn't.
No,
it was worth two wins? Three wins?
What were they before?
Were they 3
well,
and 13?
Well, Saquon was the second overall pick.
3
so.
And 13, 4
yeah.
and 12.
And they went 5 and 11 this year. So, yeah, and that was
so
all Shurmur.
So, one, two wins?
It was all Shurmur. Well, maybe Saquon. Another thing that kind of screwed us that we got to remember for next year, we should do pushes because we lost a bunch where the team hit exactly like Redskins. We both said we'd have them pegged for 7, but we don't want to pick that because that would be a push.
Yeah.
So, we both went under and we lost. Okay. Because they went 7-9. Yeah. So next year, it really, I think there was, you had, I think, four examples of this, and I had three, where we said the total that you're going to get is going to be a push, but I'll go with, and then we changed our, you know, to something. So wouldn't have failed that one completely had we let ourselves do pushes.
Yeah.
Eagles, we both wanted to go under, but we just didn't see how they could possibly go worse than 10-5, or 10.5 wins.
Oh, yes.
So they went 9-7. But they would have had to win two more games to beat their over-under.
Yeah. Still. I mean, I'm still hard to believe that they only won 9 games.
Yeah, and I don't, the NFC East, I feel like that division is always, like, when you look at our division, it's like Detroit or the Bears always suck.
The NFC East hasn't had, like, a back-to-back division champ.
Yeah.
Since, like, 2003 or 2002.
Mm-hmm. It just seems like a team will be bad one year, then good the next, then bad the next. It's, I don't know. It's a goofy division. But apparently we're terrible at picking it.
Which I think would be a lot of fun. Like, being in that, I mean, it would suck, but at the same time, that's a lot of fun. Like, you know, you never know what you're going to get. It's always,
yeah, why is that? Like, when I look at our division, I always feel like, although I think we were wrong for the most part about our division, but it just always feels like, at least for the last, I don't know, I guess since we've been watching football, like, the Packers are always good because they have Favre and then they had Rodgers. Detroit always sucks because they're Detroit. And then the Bears and Vikings sort of rotate about who's,
yeah, who's the second team.
Who's the team that's going to maybe sneak in for the title or...
Yeah, who's going to give the Packers a run.
Yeah, you know? It's just been that way forever. So, I don't know. But, so we both got every single one wrong in that division. And then you managed to do it again. And it was the NFC North.
The NFC North. Oh, yeah. All of them wrong.
All of them wrong.
Oh, my.
And for the Packers, who had a 10... over under, which was the same as the Vikings.
Oh, I gave them over. Aaron,
you
Rogers
went
is
over.
Back.
You literally said, "I don't think they're a good team, but I'm going over." So that's just good.
That's good analysis.
But right what you meant was they have Aaron Rodgers. So, like, they're not a good team around him, but they have Aaron Rodgers. So made sense.
Well,
maybe don't take the over when it's 10, because that would mean they need to get 11 wins, and that's pretty difficult.
But Aaron Rodgers has gotten 11 wins how many times, and it's always just been him.
This is true. So, I mean,
come on.
I get where you're coming from. And then Bears, I had over, but I think I said like 8 wins. Okay. You had under. Their over-under was 6.5. They won 12 games. Jeez. We both said Trubisky will be like the deciding factor. And then we kind of just thought maybe it's a year early for all the hype they were getting.
Yeah.
And then I think...
And that was pre-Mac, too.
That was pre-Mac. That's true. That would have swung 6 games for you?
Absolutely not.
Oh, wait. All it had to do was swing... They only had to win 7 games to hit their over-under.
Oh, I probably
so say you
still
had...
wouldn't have taken that.
No?
You know what? I'm going to say I wouldn't have taken it. I'm just going to take my L where it lies.
So... There's one division where we got every single team right. Both of us.
The NFC East. Or AFC East.
AFC East? No.
Oh.
It was the AFC West.
The AFC West?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I remember saying that the Raiders could sneaky win 11 games because everyone thought they were terrible.
You went under with them.
I did.
So
I did.
With the Raiders, we both said this could go one of two ways. Horribly, which it did, or I mean, we're kind of playing both sides, but it was the since everyone thinks it's gonna horribly, maybe like all these veterans they got, like they at least have a competent team and they win. What was their over under? Their over under was 8, though. That was the problem. You couldn't go over if you wanted to,
yeah.
Like they're not winning 9 games.
John Gruden's not gonna win you 9 games,
yeah, with a shit team. So.
And then he traded away Mac,
yeah. Which, again, it was before Mac, so
but
that
still,
over-under probably dropped like two games once that happened. And then Broncos was the Keenum factor. We were both going under because of that. We're like, well, and it was 7 was their over-under.
We just, I mean, it's Case Keenum. What do you expect?
Hmm. Chiefs, Chargers, we both, if we compare to the Chiefs offense to the 98 Vikings, so I feel like we nailed that one.
Lovely.
Yeah. And we talked about how they're probably just going to attempt to outscore teams and not even try on defense.
Oh,
I mean, we're like savants. I mean, that's
that
clearly what
fantastic.
They did.
Fantastic. That's probably my favorite thing we've said is just basically nailing that 98 Vikings.
And we kind of compare. We also compared to the 09 Saints on how like their defense wasn't good, but was like opportunistic.
Yeah.
It, like, you know, got a lot of sacks, got a lot of turnovers, which is kind of similar to the Chiefs. I don't know how many turnovers they got, but they had the two sack. D Ford and Justin Houston were like,
yeah, D Ford
had getting sacks left and right, a bunch of strip sacks and stuff.
Yeah.
Chargers. Also, we went over on them, and I called them. I said, I think they're 12-14. 12-14. So
okay, what was their over under?
9.5.
Oh, gotta
so
go over
Chargers and Chiefs blew their over unders out of the water.
Because what was the Chiefs?
8.5.
Oh,
isn't that crazy looking back? They seem so good. Well, it's funny, as we were talking about the Steelers. So you went over with the Steelers, and I was under originally. And then, of course, you talked me into the over.
Of course I did.
And we were both wrong.
What was their over under?
10.5. And they went 9-6-1. And your reasoning was, you said, well, who's going to be the other team to be like the 12-4 team with the Patriots?
Oh, yeah.
And I said, I got a team. And I said, Chargers. And neither of us thought about the Chiefs.
Huh.
Like, we kind of just thought the Chiefs were going to be like a wild card battling for...
But then we compared their offense
to the 98 Vikings.
Or to the Vikings. Okay. All right.
That was like... that. Yeah, that was us talking like what their peak could be. We didn't realize, okay, they're actually going to hit their peak.
Yeah, true.
So...
It feels like it was a year too early for them to hit that peak.
They're going to be scary for years to come.
Yeah, Mahomes, Hill.
That's all you need. Kelsey. Yeah,
Kelsey. Same with
they got Andy Reid and Mahomes. That's good. You know, they'll figure it out.
Poor guys will never win a damn thing because of Andy Reid.
Well, yeah, they're going to be a sweet team. It's like Denny Green. I mean, they're the same. It's 90 Vikings.
Oh, man. Denny Green. Oh, man.
Can't win the playoffs.
They did lose in the AFC title game against the Patriots, didn't they, in overtime?
Who?
The Chiefs.
Yep.
Oh, man. Oh,
they'll
man.
They'll be back in 2 years, and they're going to lose 41-0.
How is Mahomes going to get freaking...
How did Culpepper and Moss and Chris Carter lose 41-0?
Jason Seahorn was on the other team.
Oh.
The last white cornerback.
And then the Ravens put up like 31 on him with Trent Dilfer. I know there was a kickoff return and some other crap.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I think it was 31.
It's like 31-7 or something.
That was bad.
It's because they stole our signals.
Yeah, and you know, our mics weren't working.
Mics weren't working. You know, it's... It's a bunch of crap.
Yeah, it's
there should be an investigation
before Spygate.
Yeah. I wonder if there were some former Patriots on that staff.
I wonder if there are current Patriots on. Current Patriots. I don't know where you're going. Former staff.
That's what I meant. That's okay. What I meant. Okay, some other.
Belichick used to be a Giant. Not at that point, but wasn't he a Giant at one point?
Yeah, with Parcells when they won the Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
Oh, there's definitely.
The connection. There's the connection.
Yep. Fucking cheaters.
Oh.
So in the AFC, you went 11-5, and I went 8-8. So you had your AFC down.
Oh, I'm good at that.
I'm good at that. Okay. Oh, geez. Really, really praising yourself there.
Yeah, it's kind of modest.
So a big misses. We both went over on the Jags. I think everyone missed that one.
Oh, yeah.
Their over-under was 9. They went 5-11.
Oof.
What a disaster.
How did they not?
I miscalculated. You went 10-6. Sorry, hold on. Just took one away from you.
Why?
You had Texans under.
You stopped
and I
doing
had them
math.
Over. You stopped doing
what was,
math.
What was their over under? 9.5?
8.5.
8.5.
They went 11-5. I just kept saying Deshaun Watson's really good. That was my reasoning.
Hey, that's a good reasoning.
It worked out for me. But you had Titans correct. They went 9-7. They went over by 1. And then we both had the Colts wrong. 6.5 was over under. They won 10 games.
That's a bad roster. We didn't know what Frank Reich could do.
And we said, we basically just said, like, okay, is Andrew Luck healthy or is he not? Like, that was, because that was what it was going into the season.
And he was healthy.
Turns out he was healthy. And, well, didn't they start out 0-4 or something?
Yes. 0-3? 0-4? 1-5?
Yes. It was bad to start. But they looked kind of good doing it, though. It was weird.
This is true, because they lost to the Texans in overtime. And then
they put up a fight against like the Saints.
And Reich went for it on fourth and Texans
and they tied
in their own territory in overtime.
He doesn't play for ties.
Oh, I love it. Smart man. Nobody likes a tie.
Nobody likes a tie. Nobody likes a tie. The, wait, I got another thing around here.
Holy cow, the Kings are on a 12-0 run.
Yeah, Wolves are getting blown out in the first quarter. That's nice. Oh, that's nice. You got the Dolphins right, over. 6.5 was over, and they went 7-9. I got that wrong. These are some we differed on. Ravens, you went over, got that right. I went under.
Okay. Lamar
Jackson. We did say, like, maybe, like, my thought was if they do go over, maybe it's because Lamar Jackson shows up and, like, they win some games.
It sounds well.
But you kind of, you were like, I think Harbaugh's good enough to at least get them to 9 wins. Which is probably true.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, it's like, we talked about, well, mostly you, about how, like, that team just never is terrible because they have such good coaching. And it's, I feel like that's, because they were even, like, in it with Flacco.
Yeah.
And, obviously,
and Lamar Jackson helped. Always, like, seems to want Harbaugh gone. And it's like, I get it, you know, you won a Super Bowl and you haven't really been back there lately, but you haven't hit anywhere near rock bottom.
Yeah.
But I guess at the same time, mediocrity in sports is not the place you want to be stuck.
It's hard, though, because it's like, do you want to be, like, the team that – do you want to give up on a good coach because you're kind of, like, sick of him, and then you end up getting, like, 10 years of just garbage coaches? It's hard to – you have a good coach. It's kind of like the Bill Cowher thing over, like, all those years with the Steelers. Like, they never won, but they're like, well, this guy's good. And then eventually he finally won it.
Yep.
So, and it's like, Harbaugh did win one. So,
yeah.
I wouldn't. And it's even like Zimmer. Like, people talk about, like, oh, if he doesn't win next year, he should be gone. It's like, okay, I think he's a really good coach, so I'd rather just keep him.
Yeah, exactly. I don't. I can't think of many more coaches, already on a team being a head coach, yeah, or, like, a coordinator that I'd rather have than Zimmer.
Yeah,
you might get 5 out of me.
You know? That's what I, and it's just like, you're gonna fire him to get what, like, some random you don't know that could just also be terrible. Like, have you seen the Detroit Lions just cycling through coaches?
Yeah,
Chicago maybe finally found their guy after cycling through coaches.
The Broncos are cycling through coaches right now.
Yeah,
I don't know. Cardinals have cycled through coaches forever.
And what, we want to go back to Mike Tyson, Leslie Frazier, and
Brett Childress. So, yeah,
if they fired John Harbaugh, I'd be a coach. I wouldn't mind. Like,
yeah, that.
I don't. They didn't, obviously.
And they shouldn't, obviously.
Yeah, made the playoffs with Lamar Jackson in a gimmick offense, so that's pretty impressive. What else did we differ on? Did I say Titans?
Yeah,
you took the over on them.
Yep.
So yeah, you nailed the NFC or the AFC, I mean, but then you did awful in the NFC, 4-12.
I'm bad at this.
So we ended up being exactly tied. 15-17. So don't bet with us. But I would, to be fair, if we would have bet pushes, I think we would have been over 500. Because you got, I know there was the Patriots. We went, the over-under was 11. They went 11-5. We both went over, but like.
Yeah, we probably would have taken.
I'm not sure. I think we still would have went over.
Yeah, probably. But still, I mean, like.
But the Bills, we both went under, and their over-under was 6, and they went 6-10. And we both said they're probably a 6-win team. Same with the Redskins. We both said they're probably a 7-win team, but we don't want to do pushes. So,
yeah.
But in the NFC, so besides those two divisions that you whiffed on completely, 0-8, we got the Falcons wrong. We took them as overs.
Well, if they were healthy.
Yeah, they went 7-9, which I'm surprised even.
Did they start 0-3?
They started out bad, yeah. And it was like, you think they would have just pulled the plug with like, all their injuries and all their problems, but so that's not. I mean, and we did say they're like 8-18, but like 7-9 to 10-6, like somewhere in that realm. Panthers, you went over, I went under. I got that one right. Pretty impressive how they were. They'd lose a lot of games in a row to hit that under. If you had that like mid-season, when they were, I think they were 8-4 at one point, weren't they?
If not better.
They went.
No, wait, were no, they 8-2? Did no, they lose finished their 7-6, or 7-2? Did they lose their final 7? 6-2?
I think they were 6-2.
6-2,
and they lost. They only won one more game. So, I'd be so pissed if I bet on the over, and it's like, well, that's a shoe-in. They're almost there. There's still half a season left.
And just completely fall apart. 1-7 the rest of the way.
We both had the over on the Lions.
What was theirs?
7.5. I just look back and go, why? What about Detroit did we think was like worth betting on?
Because haven't they always been like
that's, 7-9? That's literally what it was. I mean, they're always 8-8. Plug it in.
Yeah.
8-8.
Well, we didn't expect the Bears to go 12-4.
Yeah, that's true. Because even though I went over, I said they're like 7 wins. And they blew their over-under out of the water and doubled it. So, yeah. But our best thing is that we do, apparently, is predicting the coaches that will be fired.
Really?
Yeah, we said, I said the Dolphins coach would get fired, and you said, yeah, you know, he's probably more of a coordinator. I bet you he wins 7 games and gets fired. And he won exactly 7 games, got fired, and now he's the offensive coordinator for the Jets.
He's the head coach of the Jets. Oh, dear.
Why would they hire Gase? So bad.
I have no idea. He's a coordinator. Listen to me.
And then we also called, well, you agreed, but I said that Mike McCarthy, if he had a bad year, he'd get fired. And then the Bucks coach, was it Dirk Cutter?
Yep.
We both said he's going to get fired. So you don't want to be on our you're going to get fired list.
Nope.
Because I think we got 3 of them right. And I don't even know who else got fired. But
Steve Wilkes, after one
yeah,
year.
One, you got to love those 1 year guys. That's rough.
Well, I like it. Because if you know he's not a good coach, why wait 3 years? Just
no, here's your problem. Season. If you're the owner, you fire the GM too.
Oh,
like,
fact.
You hired a guy and you want me to fire him after a year? Well, then you suck. You're gone.
Why should you hire another guy?
I didn't even hire Steve Wilkes. What a bad hire. You like could see that a mile away. Just like the Adam Gase hire. It's a bad hire. Did you see the guy? Did you see the guy at his press conference?
Apparently, he's always like that, and that's why he wears his hat so low.
He should wear sunglasses, like Tony Soprano or whatever.
Oh, that's terrible.
Rough.
Poor guy.
So, yeah, that was, I guess, a mediocre year for us with the over-unders.
Yeah, we'll do better.
Yeah,
I think
I kind of got like a better feel for it. So, Vegas is pretty good at this.
Yep. Like,
I think I need to trust some of their lines a little more. Like, the Seahawks and the Cowboys, both the lines, I was like, what are they thinking? That's insane. And both those teams are actually pretty good.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't like thinking that Vegas knows more than I do.
Oh, well, I think we should. I think we should go with that.
Well, we could have had 2 pushes and ended up even. So,
that's true.
There's that.
Yeah, it is weird though. Like 11 wins for the Patriots. Like we were both like, why would they not win more than 11 games? They're the Patriots. They'll probably be in the Super Bowl. 13-3, 12-4, and they went 11-5.
And we're in the Super Bowl. Won the Super Bowl.
Won the Super Bowl. Went 11-5 in a shit division. So, yeah, 15-17. Next year, we're going to aim for, I think I'm going to get 20 right next year.
Okay.
I might even bet on all these, you know, just bet on them. Maybe we got in July, we're going to be in Vegas. I'm going to bet on every team's over under, you know, $15 a pop, you know.
15 a pop? That's, oh my.
What's 15 times 32?
That is.
Let's do 10, and that's 320. Yeah. Boom.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Not at all. I like it.
Okay. So that's pretty much over unders. Now we're going to, you know, jump into just some random.
Some random
NFL Viking talk. I got some random topics I'll throw out. Do you want to take a break first? We're only 20 minutes in. We can just dive
in. Let's just keep rolling.
Okay. Well, first, do we have any news? Anything happened besides the Patriots owner? You know, Viking prostitutes.
Hey, he just went in for massages. You know, he probably didn't realize what was happening at the end.
It's like all of a sudden he was like, what's going on? Like, I didn't even know this was what was going to happen here.
Yeah, he's like, I needed a massage. And all of a sudden, you know, she's like, you finish? And I was like, yeah. And, you know, stuff happened. I should talk to Mr. Kraft, see if he really liked his Robin tug, you know?
Robin Tug. I'll tell you what, that guy better hope that's all he's going to get found for. Because if he starts getting into this human trafficking shit, like,
ooh,
he's selling that team.
Oh, I don't think he's going to have to sell it. If he doesn't sell, what's going to happen? Are they going to not let him play in the NFL?
Yeah, they got ways. Didn't they make that racist Clippers owner sell his team?
They made the racist Panthers owner sell his team,
too. Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, you know, don't be a racist and don't buy underage prostitutes.
I don't think they were underage. I thought they said there was no one underage.
Okay.
So now you're spreading lies, you know, about poor Mr. Kraft.
Bob. We call him Bob.
Bob Kraft. Well, we got the combine coming up. I don't know.
That'll be sweet. I like the combine.
I just want to see who's the fastest receivers and stuff because I want a deep threat receiver.
Yep.
Other than that, I don't know.
Hollywood Brown, Paris Campbell.
Those are the good guys. But, yeah, I don't know. Combine.
Combine's always cool.
I don't really. It's cool just to get to know the players a little bit.
Yeah. There's, like, key players where I'm looking forward to, like, looking what they.
I'm more like.
Measurables
like,
and stuff like that.
I like just more like the rumors and shit that happen, or like the trade talks and stuff. Because, like, I don't really, like, see some big, fat, like, left tackle, like, doing 40 or dashes.
No, like, I don't really care about, like, left tackle, but, like, you know, the running backs and stuff like that. Like, the vertical's always cool. Mm-hmm. Seeing what, like, the D linemen, like, can bench and, like, the three cone and shit like that.
It is, looking back, it's like, oh, Treadwell ran a 4.68. Like, maybe we shouldn't have drafted him.
So now, like, if he ran a 4.68. Yikes.
Pretty sure that's what it was. And, like, it was very much the... Like, he did really poorly at everything. Bench press, everything. Where it was like, maybe the... Like, his tape is good, but it seems like he kind of lacks athleticism and strength. And
which
that translated. Weird. The problem is you always have those outliers. So it's like, well, Larry Fitzgerald ran a slow 40. He's the next Larry Fitzgerald, you know?
See, and that's kind of what we were going for.
Yeah, we thought, you know, we can't pass on him. It's worked out before for someone. It's like, oh, wait, he can't separate from anyone.
Yeah. And, you know, like, Larry Fitzgerald may not have ran a, like, fast 40, but I always see that highlight of him in the Super Bowl on that little, like, 70-yard slant route that he gets on. And it's like, he's fast.
Well, it's kind of like Dalvin Cook. He ran, like, a mediocre 40, but he's, like, every year they're showing that fucking stat track thing, and he's the fastest player in the league. It's like, wait, what? I don't understand here.
I don't know.
I guess, like, maybe when you run with your pads on, it's slightly different than running in shorts and a t-shirt. So maybe they should make them run the 40 with their pads on.
Yeah, and I feel like, and I feel like 40 definitely, like, if you don't have, like, you know, the quick first step
and that proper form out of the box and stuff, you're, that could totally affect it.
Yeah, if you're not a sprinter and you've never been a sprinter and done track, you're probably not going to run a great 40.
Why?
And, like, most of those guys probably did run track in high school.
Yeah, well, there are, like, some that definitely have, and they're just burning through it. Yeah. But why don't they just make them do all their drills in full pads?
I have no idea. Like, what's
do the three cone in full pads. You don't play in shorts and a t-shirt. Yeah. So
well, why do you need to do the three cone? You never do. Actually do the three cone.
I mean, that's you know, to measure how quick you are in short area. But again, maybe, like, some dude just not comfortable in his pads. And he, I don't know, maybe it would have zero effect. I have no idea. I just...
Oh, see, you know, that's why you gotta watch, like, game tape, not just highlights and not just, like, go off measurables. Because, like, you gotta trust your eyes. Like, if dude makes plays and, like, I don't know, like, but then again, Treadwell didn't measure well.
There's always that outlier. Because, too, it's like, well, Danielle Hunter didn't do shit on tape. Went to the combine, had a great combine. He's, like, clearly a physical beast, you know? Like, he's got all the tools. But, you know, didn't do much at LSU. We take him, so I'm always really good. Then you got the opposite, Treadwell. He's, like, the number one recruit out of college or out of high school. Has a great season, breaks his leg, comes back, has another couple good seasons, and then you draft him and... Terrible combine, and he just sucks. Not... So it's like,
Is
it all just, you just luck? Is it all just, you might as well just pick names out of a hat?
Yes.
Because that's sort of what it seems like. Because
have you ever, I mean, you've gone back and looked at drafts, and it's like, oh, there's like 8 good players that were taken in the first round.
Yeah, right now we're like, dude, if we're going to get like 7 good players in this draft, like, we'll just take this random tight end in the third. He's a beast.
Yeah, and he's probably not going to be good.
Yeah, like, most likely he's not going to be good. I guess that's why they say you should just, like, accumulate picks, because then you just get more chances.
Yep. Makes sense. I mean, Tom Brady was taken in the 6th round.
Yeah. Even with our team, like, we took Treadwell in the 1st, but we got Diggs in, like, the 5th. So, are we good at scouting receivers? Are we bad at it? Are we just, like...
Adam Thielen, undrafted free agent.
Yeah. You know? It's just... The draft is so fun, but then when you look back, you find, like, it's kind of really stupid.
But then you go and you sign Greg Jennings and Mike Wallace, and it's like, oh, are we good at judging wide receivers or not? We're really good at finding running backs, though. That's for goddamn sure.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're... I think overall Spielman's, like, above average drafting. I just don't know if that's skill or if he just got lucky.
I don't care. Sometimes it's just better to be lucky than good.
Well, like, and I look back at some pre-Spielman drafts. There's some rough ones. Dontarius Thomas.
Oh, loved it from Auburn.
Auburn, yeah. Oh, there was a
54th overall.
Yeah, he was a second rounder. Like, the only good draft is, what was the one we took EJ Henderson and we got someone in the 1st that was good?
Ooh, EJ that was 2003, 2004. Yeah. Was it Michael Bennett and EJ Henderson?
No, it was. I feel like it was a better player.
Chris Hovan? No, I think it was probably later than
Hovan. It's later than that. Yep, it's later than that.
Let's see here.
I'll find it. That was, like, the only draft that I was like, oh, yeah, it was 03. That I was, like, impressed with it, the pre,
and it wasn't
Kevin Williams.
Kevin Williams.
And they fucked up that whole draft, too, like, where they didn't turn the card in and all that shit. But
I want to watch that draft again.
I know. Does someone have that? Yeah, look at that. In lieu of number 7, time expired. In place of Minnesota, time expired. we got Kevin Williams and EJ Henderson. I mean, that's a great draft. I don't know what else we got that draft, but
it doesn't matter. You nailed your top 2 picks.
Yeah, it just seems like Spielman does it a lot more often than we used to do it.
Yeah.
Nate Burleson in the 3rd.
Same draft.
Oof. Ontario Smith in the 4th.
Oh, wow. Is that the best draft of all time?
It's got to be up there. I mean, yeah, you get the Wizinator in the 4th.
You get Ontario Smith in the 4th round. Unreal. Nate Burleson out of Nevada.
He's still on NFL Network. He's on the morning show. Oh, killing it.
He's got great glasses.
Yes. I mean, this is...
And he does a good job. He's just a smart man.
Who was even in charge back then of our team?
I don't know, because we never had a GM until Spielman.
Yeah. Well, like, just, before that, it was the circle of...
Was it?
The triangle circle of love or whatever, yeah, with Chili, Spielman, and then Brzezinski.
Oh, yeah.
And before Spielman, there was that one guy. He only did one draft, and then they got rid of him because he would glide on his resume. That Chargers guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then they brought Spielman in. Scott Foley, I think his name was.
Yeah, it was something Foley.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Scott Foley. Oh, I forgot about that.
He only did one thing. I think they said he was, like, super abrasive, too. Like, he was, like, really hard to deal with.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I don't know, like, what we did before that. Was Denny Green doing the draft? I mean, whenever you watch, like, the Randy Moss, like, docs and stuff, it's always, like, Denny Green's talking about taking him, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're not talking to the GM.
I wonder if Denny Green had full control.
And he's just like, Randy's going to be there at 18. We're going to take him.
Yeah. 18? You mean 21?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that would be the correct number. If you want to go with, the actual numbers. So I'm going to throw, I got some random, people are talking about a lot of different things right now with, just hypothetical moves the Vikings could make, but let's start with the one I literally hear it constantly on 1500 ESPN, Antonio Brown. Would you trade for him?
I would trade for him.
Do you follow Matthew Collar on Twitter?
I don't.
He's 1500 guy. Yeah. He is all about this trading for Antonio Brown.
Like, I get it.
I get it. And he compares it to, like, adding Randy Moss to a team that already had Carter and Reed.
Jake Reed, yep.
I mean, can you imagine Antonio Brown on this offense? It'd be ridiculous. But I think he underrates what a fucking lunatic Antonio Brown's acting like right now.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, is he... He can't just be doing it for a show, because it's not a good look.
No, it seems... a couple years ago, he was live streaming while his coach was giving a speech. And now he's, like... He didn't... Apparently,
Mr. Big Chest?
Mr. Big Chest is the nickname he wants. He's got, like, a blonde mustache. And then he didn't show up to their Week 17 game when they had a chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
He wasn't even hurt.
I know. That's the thing. It's like,
yes, would I like to add someone that talented... And, like, there's a lot of people that are like, no, we need offensive line. It's like, yeah, I'll worry about that later. I'm getting a guy as good as possibly, the top 5 receiver all time, Antonio Brown. But I think you got to weigh that the guy is out of his fucking mind.
Yeah, it, at that point, it's how much am I giving up to get Antonio Brown? If it's a 5th, 6th, 7th round stab, sure.
How high would you go? I think his cap total ends up only being, like, 16, 17, because the Steelers have to eat a bunch of the money, like all the bonus shit. So, like, you wouldn't give up our 2nd for him?
I could probably be swayed into giving up my 2nd.
Like, if it happened right now, if all of a sudden it said Vikings acquire Antonio Brown for 2nd pick, I would be like, oh yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. But that's, it's like, I feel like...
I guess at that point, because you're still going to get a top 20 player... In the draft.
And you can still
sign
someone, like one more guy if you wanted.
And you're adding Antonio Brown. So, and like in the 2nd, we're trying to, like, maybe taking a deep threat receiver. And okay, so now.
Instead of a deep threat, you get Antonio Brown.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, yeah, I guess I'd go 2nd. I'm not giving up a 1st for him.
And I wouldn't give up a 1st. But again, if my phone just went beep beep and all of a sudden it said Vikings trade a 1st for Antonio Brown, I'm still going, fuck, let's do this. Yep. Like,
I'm kind of hoping I get like a 5th round pick in return as well.
Yeah. Like, it's I would be far less like, I it would just be the excitement of being like, we have Diggs, Thielen, and Antonio Brown would outweigh the like, is this really stupid? This could like screw up chemistry, yeah. Or like you're eating up a lot of cap or another receiver.
But at that point, like you can't question or whether or not it's going to screw up chemistry, because Zimmer's clearly going, God, don't worry, I'll be able to figure this out.
Right. Like, I mean, they're basically putting their chips in. Like, we're going to have to make this work or we're going to look like idiots. Yeah. Like, if it was another team doing it, I'd be like, that could totally not work out. But as soon as we do it, my bias just sets in. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, true.
We got three gods.
Like, if the Colts were to trade their second one, I know it's a high, they've got a high second this year. Oh, forget
yeah,
how
they somehow
got
they
it.
Swung that. I mean, that'd be sweet.
I mean, yeah. That'd be like way over Colts.
Or, like, what if he went to the Packers? Him and Devontae Adams.
No, the Packers should trade their second first round pick.
Yeah, for Antonio Brown. And just I just think that,
and then go sign Le'Veon Bell.
Bring the band together. Yeah. There you go. I just think the biggest worry with him is that he's it's not even like even T.O. was kind of, I mean, he was out of his fucking mind. Like, Chad Johnson was out of their minds, but like, actually, T.O. was kind of a bad teammate. But, like, Chad Johnson seemed like he was never, like, a bad teammate.
Yeah.
He was just kind of a weirdo. He wanted attention.
He's
like,
so funny.
Yeah. Whereas, like, right now, Antonio Brown just kind of seems like he's an asshole.
He's in that T.O. spot right now.
Yeah, where it's like, you didn't show up for a game.
Which I don't think T.O. ever would have done.
Yeah, no. But T.O. did, like, basically, I mean, I think he's kind of threw his teammates under the bus. And then he's, like, doing push-ups at his house and, like, causing all kinds of problems. But even, like, some of this Brown stuff, though, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like it could really mess up some locker room chemistry stuff. Like,
if you don't have the right coach to handle that, yeah. Because Antonio Brown's going to try and walk all over you.
Yeah. Like, well, I think he kind of did, and that was the problem.
Yeah.
Is that, I don't know. Seems like, well, what the hell? Bell and Brown just sort of, like, that whole team just fell apart and didn't need to. You had those guys there. Brown was under contract for like three more years.
People were talking about Big Ben. It's like, is Big Ben actually that big of an asshole? Like, I mean, I'm sure he is.
Did you see what their GM said? He was like, he can be like, he can call out anyone he wants. He could call out me if he wants. He's our leader. But yeah, it was like, what?
Ooh.
I go, okay. Because what did Brown say, that Ben Roethlisberger has an owner's mentality?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I guess I kind of like my quarterback to be like so invested in the team that he's kind of got that, instead of us who like cycle through quarterbacks left and right. But I don't know. It seems like the players didn't appreciate it.
Yeah. If your two best weapons are like,
I'm out of here.
You might have some issues. And
one of them,
Smith Schuster's loving it because he's getting all the balls right now. But maybe in a couple years he'll be gone anyways. He's loving it right now. He's like, I got a talented quarterback.
Yeah. He just seems like a nice dude.
No,
I don't know. Something wrong with this Brown fella. But I'd take him. I'd take him for a second. And if we got him for a first, I would be like kind of overpaid. And this could go terribly wrong, but let's do it.
What if you traded your first and your second for Brown and their first is, I'm thinking they made the playoffs. No, I thought it was going to be later.
If we gave up like our first and second for him, I'd be like, what the hell are we doing?
No, that would be dumb.
That'd be a little scary.
That I would not like, because at that point you can't fill any like holes.
Yeah, no. And you're losing Barr and Richardson, so unless you maybe could re-sign one of them, can you imagine that team though? Like, Brown is one of the best deep ball receivers in the game.
Brown,
how who would they cover? What would they do? How would you not score?
Dalvin Cook. I don't know how you wouldn't score. Wow, we are on a 32-14 run.
Yeah, we're up by six suddenly. So. But then I also think, like, why not just draft, like, say you did get Hollywood Brown in the second. He's not going to run at the combine now. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
So that could hurt his draft stock a little bit.
Hamstring?
Yeah, something. So if he did fall, and he doesn't seem to be as a consensus first rounder as I originally thought.
No, there's a lot of people not sold on him.
Not as nearly as high. I mean, Deshaun didn't go in the first. They just worry that it's, like, all you can do is one thing. But, like, that one thing, I think, is what we need. Someone to
be fast.
Be fast and make safeties play back and...
People always mention John Ross when they talk about Hollywood Brown. It's like, well, you know, John Ross shouldn't have gotten top 10 to begin with.
Yeah.
And
also, if John Ross didn't get hurt all the time, maybe he would actually be something you would want on your team.
Yeah,
true. He was just constantly injured. So
he's just really fast.
Yeah, 4.22. They showed him. I was watching the some combine thing, and they were showing the fastest times, and they did him up against Odell and Julio, who, like, you know, they were like really fast for how big they are.
Yeah,
especially Julio, and like he's like 4 body lengths ahead of them. It's like, dude, that dude is fat. How do you not just run straight? I mean, obviously there's a safety over top, but like,
yeah,
holy shit, that dude's fast. It's funny how those super fast guys just constantly get hurt, though. Like, even Deshaun, like, he's been really good his whole career, but he's constantly got hamstring problems. It's just like, you're, like, literally too fast for the human muscle to, like,
yeah, exactly, figure out. You know, the muscle is like, oh, ow, hamstring. It's just like, no, I can't move like that.
Or you're like Troy Williamson, and you're too fast to see the ball correctly. And
yeah, that's what it is. He's just moving too fast. He got blurry.
He just got blurry. We fixed his eyesight. Here we go. This is the year.
Oh, God, that was so the bad. Year. And then we traded. I can't believe we traded Troy Williamson.
Got a pick for him.
Got a pick.
Well, that's what we're going to do with Treadwell.
Like, that's unbelievable. Because he was bad. The Jags were like, oh, we'll take him. Like, that's how bad the Jags were. They took Troy Williamson for a 6.
They were a laughing stock. Well, speaking of trading people, another thing people are talking about a lot is trading a cornerback. I think both of us are in the camp of let's not trade a cornerback.
Definitely.
But I see the argument. Like, we're stacked. Trey Waynes is a free agent next year. Xavier Rhodes makes a lot of money and kind of was not his usual self last year. But I see people, like, trading Trey Waynes for, like, a second. It's like, why? Why would you do that?
That's silly. I would not trade Trey Waynes for a second.
Took him with, like, the 9th pick in the draft.
And you've got, it was 12.
12. I don't, 12. You know, I'm close. I'm close every time. I'm like 3 earlier. 12. 3 earlier.
Or was it 14?
No, it was earlier than that.
12? It was 12 then. But anyways, like, and then you see people trading them for like a 3rd and a 5th and whatnot. And they're doing like fan speak stuff. And it's like, why? Why would you trade them? Like, why don't people value Trey Waynes more than I feel like they should? Like,
it's the 11th pick in the draft.
11.
People don't respect him at all, but I think part of it is if you trade him, you get $9 million of cap, so then you get to go do another move whenever you're doing your little off-season plan thing.
Yeah.
There's zero dead money, and we have his replacement in Mike Hughes, and then Mike Holton Hill's also, like, it's just the depth thing. It's like, well, we have so many of them, like, we need to, like, move that, and then we can add something else for $9 million that's more of a need. And get a pick. Like, oh, it's, you know, it makes sense all around. I just trading players for mid-draft picks. Nah, I'm not going to trade Trey Waynes to maybe get some shitty player.
No, and what, Marcus Peters was traded for a 2nd?
Is that what it was?
I think it was
and he had, like, isn't he a bit of a lunatic? Didn't he, like, throw his fucking
flag? And I feel like Trey Waynes, just, like, based on his ability to stop the run, I feel like teams would value him a little more too.
If I got a first round pick for him, I would be okay with it.
Yes.
I'm not out there looking to trade him, and especially not for like a 2nd. But if someone did say, here, I'll give you a 1st, that I would be like, dang it, I really like Trey Waynes, but okay, we got a 1st. We got $9 million of cap space. We do have enough depth to like absorb him leaving.
Yep. You can always draft his replacement in the 1st round with that pick.
This is making hogs. They would love that. Don't spend the $9 million in the draft cornerback. Oh, the fans would be like, what?
Oh.
I personally.
That would be peak Zimmer.
I personally would rather trade Rhodes.
Oh, I was going to say that. If we're going to trade one, I prefer they trade Rhodes, but I'm sure they'll probably be able to get more out of Waynes.
I don't know. I think Rhodes has a better reputation in the league as far as like being able to shut down. Like, has Waynes ever even gone up against a number one? He hasn't had to do it because Rhodes has been here. So I think Rhodes has. I always see every time someone talks about trading Rhodes, all these Redskins fans, they pop on Twitter like, yeah, Rhodes to the Redskins for a 4th. It's like, come on. I mean, sometimes they'll throw in a 2nd, but they never offer their 1st for him. And again, I wouldn't trade him unless I'm getting a 1st. Like, what is the point of drafting people? It's as soon as they become good, and they're good, you just trade them for another draft pick.
And a worse draft pick than what you...
Yeah, then you use on him. Why not just let him walk then? Sign a new sign a new guy, and then it just seems like kind of dumb. And for him, if you trade him, it's 7.2 dead money, and you save 6.1. So you actually save 3 more million if you traded Waynes. But I don't know.
Rhodes did average, like a career low, like 10.8 yards per catch. So like that,
I think he had his worst season since he became good.
Yeah,
like since he's been the Rhodes.
Well, that would be a career high then. All I know is like he averaged like the least amount per catch.
So he did good.
Yeah.
Okay. To my eyes, I felt like he had his worst.
That's right. That, but he actually like was right around his career average.
Yes. Yeah. He's just like
all across the board.
And he was banged up a lot, which like yeah, he's banged up a lot. But then also that could be like why he did have some bad plays here and there is because he's banged up.
I think he probably gave up a lot of those like 4 yard catches, and then we would always think about like the one like 20 yard catch that he gave up.
Yeah.
Like, why are you giving those up?
I just felt like he gave up more plays than Waynes did. And he's playing against the number one guy, so maybe that's why. And then some people have even thrown trading Mac.
Right.
He's also a free agent next year.
All right, but I'd have to get a second for Mac because that's what I use. I use a second.
I feel like I'd want a first for Mac. And you're not getting
there's
that.
No way you're getting a first
I want
for
multiple
Mac.
Picks for him. I just don't get it. Like,
I wouldn't trade Mac. I mean,
I drafted him in the second. He's finally became good. Now I'm going to just turn him in for another second who may never become good. The only thing argument you can make is that he's going to be a free agent. So you're getting a new guy for 4 years at a cost control instead of having to re-sign Mac.
But it's not going to be we don't know. You're going to get a cornerback.
And he could be terrible.
He could be terrible.
Like, you don't know if he's going to be any good. And it took Mac, this will be his last year was his third year, and he wasn't even good till halfway through it. Otherwise, he sat on the bench his whole first year, was pretty bad last 2 years ago, and then was bad half of this year, and then got really good towards the end. So
really bad 2 years ago. That's why I had him getting cut.
You had him getting cut. Now I want a first for him. So, he's really stepped his game up.
And I wanted a second for him.
Oh, yeah. He's cut or I get a second. There's your option.
Yeah, he's either going to end up in free agency or I get a second round pick for him.
I wonder, like, do people think, maybe they did when they took Mike Hughes, that they were like, it's possible we could trade a corner down the road. I feel like it's more likely that Zimmer just really likes cornerbacks and thinks they're the key to his defense. And he's like, if I ever lost Xavier Rhodes to like a torn ACL and had to rely on Waynes, and Mac. I guess let's say you traded Mac and it'd be Waynes and then who? Hughes?
Yeah.
With
Marcus Sherrill's in the slot?
Hughes would be in the slot, I guess. Yeah. Holton Hill's on the outside. Like, I don't know. I think he really likes corners, and that's why we drafted a corner.
Well,
and that's why we're going to keep
it's a passing league. He's probably like, get as many good guys.
You can never
guys.
Have too many.
You really can't. You can't have enough guys who can cover on defense.
Mm-hmm.
You really can't.
Well, look at last year. Like, Hughes got towards ACL like week 4.
And Rhodes is banged up.
In week 17, we were starting Trey Waynes and Holton Hill. Against the Patriots, Marcus Sherrills was playing substantial amount of time as outside corner.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, I don't think you want to be trading corner depth.
Yeah, I don't. My goodness!
Big cat from the car wreckage to the just put back dunks.
That was
up by 11. Solid
right before half. Oh, that was a good deal. What a turnaround!
I'm so proud of those boys.
44-21 run.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Good deal. So that's math. And that's trading one of the corners.
Yeah, I think we're both kind of against it. I don't see it happening. I feel like it's a nice little thing for someone to do when they're doing a mock off season.
Yep.
To be like,
enjoy your fun.
5 corners. I can trade Waynes and hit no dead money. Let's do it.
Yeah, give me 10 more million to spend. Give me Roger Saffold.
Yeah, give me Roger Saffold, and then I'll use that second round pick to get some guy that we all assume is going to be awesome because everyone's awesome before they're picked.
Exactly.
I don't see
how anyone in this draft is going to be bad.
That's from what I can tell. Every time I do a mock, it's these guys are all awesome.
Oh.
This guy's a zone fit guard. You just plug him in.
Plug him in. Did you see that? For everyone who wants an offensive lineman top picks, see that those tackles on Pro Football Focus who were drafted in the top 100? There are 3 of them. Colton Miller, another guy for the Texans and some other guy, but they didn't grade out very well. And it's like, that's kind of why I'm kind of against taking a tackle at 18, unless it's he's awesome.
Well, that's the thing. Like, people think that immediately you plug him in and they're a really good starter. Like, even the guys that went around, the guards that went around Mike Hughes last year weren't much better than Tom Compton.
Yeah.
Like, I think Will Hernandez was slightly better, but, like, Billy Price was garbage. Who was the couple guys after? The one guy for the Bears was a backup to start the season. James Daniels,
yeah.
I don't know how much he ended up playing, but who did the Browns? The Browns took a guy. I forget who he was. He didn't do very good to start the season. I don't know how they ended, but, like,
they took a tackle or something.
I think it was a tackle, yeah. So I just...
The only one who ended up being good was the Colts guy at Braden Smith. He ended up playing right tackle for him, but he was drafted as guard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, I mean... I don't know. I mean, at some point, you do need to, like, invest something into the offensive line. I just kind of would prefer they just do it in free agency, and then we draft guys that Zimmer likes, because Zimmer seems to be really good at... I don't know if it's Zimmer and Spielman. They don't miss a lot when they draft defense.
I agree.
What have we missed on? We missed on Treadwell, and he was offense.
We missed on Treadwell, Patterson.
Receiver. Like, I'm talking, like, yeah, high picks. You know, like, I feel like we built our entire defense with Zimmer. Again, I don't know who's doing the picking, but, like, since Zimmer's been here and Spielman with him, but Zimmer came later. Spielman was there way before that, you know?
Yeah.
Spielman took Chris Cook. Spielman took Asher Allen. Spielman took Josh Robinson, isn't it?
Yeah, Josh Robinson.
Yeah, I know he was drafting for Leslie Frazier and his awful defense, so, like, I don't blame him. But since these two, I mean, who have we drafted? Kendricks.
Barr.
Waynes. Teddy. Rhodes. Smith.
Rhodes, no. Rhodes was before. Rhodes was Frazier.
Oh, yeah, Rhodes was... Frazier, okay.
But Smith. Smith was Frazier too.
Yeah. Barr was his first draft. He drafted Barr.
Barr. He got Barr and Kendricks back-to-back years.
Yep. Daniel Hunter was one of the drafts.
Hunter.
Trey Waynes. Mac.
Yeah.
Jaron Curses. Who have we missed on defense since Zimmer's been here? Scott Crichton.
Yeah.
Third-round pick.
Mid-round picks.
Yeah, mid-round. Yeah, the highest one is, I feel like, it's Scott Crichton.
I think
now, we missed on Treadwell. Like, I feel like last year could have been one of those where we would have took some like, before Zimmer would have took some shitty guard, and he'd have been mediocre for 4 years and then been like, oh, cool, we have, like, a Nick Easton. Instead, we got Mike Hughes, who might actually be really good.
Yeah, because Hughes definitely...
Because he's like, no, like, this corner's really good. Like, I can tell you he's going to be really good. Like, don't worry about it. Like, I don't know.
We'll just...
So I'd rather just
get him on my team and we'll go from there.
Yeah, like, so I'd rather if we just signed Roger Saffold and maybe some other random mid-tier guard, plugged him in, and DJ then in the draft went with, yeah, like, Fluker or some random, and then got a three-tech or a linebacker, or really just three-tech or linebackers. That's all we really need. But
or a sweet wide receiver.
Yeah. I don't trust wide receiver though either. I just really trust that if we draft a three-tech or a linebacker, they will be good.
Fact.
Receiver... Only one I actually kind of trust is Hollywood Brown, because if we make him do one thing, and that's run slants and run verticals, he will be good at that.
Yeah.
And we don't ask him to be a number one receiver. Like, even if we drafted DK Metcalf, like, it just scares me. Fucking Treadwell over again. Some big, bulky guy. Like,
just because he went to Ole Miss does not mean he's going to be Treadwell.
That's exactly why. That's Treadwell over again. It's Cordarrelle Patterson. Wasn't Zimmer, though, was that? No. Frazier was around with Patterson. Because that's the Rhodes draft.
Rhodes, Patterson, Floyd.
So, way to go, Spielman.
Wow. Slick Rick.
Slick Rick trading all those picks for Cordarrelle.
Wow. What a joke.
Couldn't give up a little more and got up and got Hopkins. Come on.
Could have taken Hopkins and let Floyd slide to you?
Floyd. Should have took him.
Yeah. You took Floyd. Could have had Hopkins and Rhodes.
And not traded up for anybody.
Wow.
We're so much better at this.
Hindsight's 50-50.
So, speaking of clowns we drafted, I was going to ask you, what do you think about next? So, usually the Vikings re-sign their guys that are coming into their contract years, like we did last year. Who did we re-sign last year? It was Diggs, Kendricks. I feel like there was one other one.
No, we tried for Barr. Hunter.
Daniel Hunter, okay. Oh. And the year before, I'm pretty sure we extended. I know they weren't in there last year's, but Griffin, Joseph, and then one other person got extended. Rhodes is the big one. So this coming year, like, not only right now do we have Barr Anderson leaving, but entering next year will be Trey Waynes,
yep.
Stephen Weatherly,
yep.
Mac Alexander,
mm-hmm.
David Morgan,
okay.
And then well, we can talk about Thielen later, but his agent was talking about how they kind of want a new deal. What do you think? Do you think they extend any of these guys? You think they make anyone a priority? Like, what do you do with a Steven Weatherly? I think you kind of lowball him and say, hey, we'll offer you a three-year, a Thielen deal. Like, we'll pay you like you're going to be good, but like you haven't really proven it yet, and try to steal him? Or do you think he's kind of not that great and just see if he can prove it another year?
I think you just kind of let him prove it. And
I think he would prefer probably to be like, well, I don't want to take like some, but it's like also, I think it a lot depends on Everson Griffin too. If you cut Everson Griffin outright and say, Weatherly, it's your job, then maybe you extend him and pay him decent money. Or he goes, okay, now I'm the starter. Now I want to go out and prove that I'm in the contract year. I want a big contract at the end of this.
Yeah.
But if you keep Griffin, Weatherly's not going to play that much. And then it's like, what happens with him?
But like, Thielen deal, like, I feel like you're overpaying if you're like lowballing him. Like, if I'm going to extend Weatherly, like right now I'm offering him like a 3-year, $10 million extension.
Like $3 million a year?
Yeah. Like, I'm not offering him much. Like, I'm not paying him and expecting him to be a starter. I'm paying him expecting him to be a role player still.
Yeah.
If he ends up being a starter, that's great. Like,
and I guess he would probably say, yeah, I'll take a year and I'll see. Maybe Griffin or Hunter gets hurt. I play a ton again and show that I wasn't just a rotational.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when he did start, he played pretty well. Yep. Like, I would have, now I don't want to do this, but I would have no problem if they decided to cut Everson Griffin and make Weatherly the starter. I don't think you would see a huge drop off.
No, I wouldn't mind it, like, since it's so early in the off season, because like Weatherly will be able to condition himself as a starter at that point.
Yeah.
But like, that's the thing, you know, Weatherly, you know, he's obviously going to condition himself like he's playing, but you know, his body's not used to playing it every snap. So if he's a starter this year, like, he might not be as very good as he was. Like, as the year goes on, he might taper off because he didn't know how to train on being a starter. You know?
Yeah. I think the thing I would like, if we did do that where we cut Griffin and made Weather the starter, like, I think the starting lineup would be, you know, slightly worse, but you lose that rotational guy now. Like, who's the Weatherly now? And that would be the problem that I wouldn't like, but
you'd have to draft one.
Yeah, you'd have to add someone, or maybe it's Tayshaun Bower or something. I don't know what you would offer him. I feel like it'd be more similar to like the Everson Griffin free agency. I don't know if you remember that year he went into free agency. He wasn't a starter.
He was not.
And right before free agency, we re-signed him to like big contract, like starter money.
And we let Jared Allen walk.
Well, that was later on.
Oh, that was in the same year?
I don't believe that was the same year, no. He was stuck behind Robeson. Griffin was. Or was he stuck behind Allen?
He might have been. Allen.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're stuck behind Jared Allen.
I think we let Allen walk, and we signed Everson Griffin.
I think you're right. I'm not positive. All I know is I remember like a lot of football people that weren't like Viking people being like, well, that's a lot of money to give to like a guy who's never really started. But any Viking fan was like, well, this guy's clearly a beast. It was even like when Robeson was behind Ray Edwards.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Robeson's better than Edwards. Like, at some point, he's going to take his job. And then all of a sudden, Griffin showed up, and it was like, at some point, Griffin's going to take his job.
And
then Daniel Hunter showed up, and I was like, at some point, he's taking Robeson's job.
We were trying to get Griffin on the field as much as possible that we, like, had him practicing at linebacker.
He played, he played linebacker. He played gunner. Remember when he was a fucking punt gunner? Like, every Viking fan knew, this dude is going to be good. It's just whenever he gets his shot. And I remember they said that Denver tried really, like, offered him similar to what we offered him. So, I don't know if, like, it would be anything similar to that, but I don't think Weatherly's near Griffin's talent, especially back then. But I could see that, like, he plays this year, he showed, maybe say he gets 6 or 7 sacks, and then we, like, going into next year's offseason, it's like, all right, Griffin, you played your last year, you're kind of just whatever. We're going to move on and offer Weatherly, like, the big contract, probably not as big, but, like, big enough where it's like, you're our new starting, and we believe you can be a full-time guy. So I just don't, I think
like a 4-year, $25 million deal or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Something that pays him like $7 or $8 million a year, something like that. But yeah, I think I agree. Where I don't think they're going to sign him in the offseason. Trey Waynes,
as much as I want to think Trey Waynes is going to get extended, I feel like if we do extend Trey Waynes, this is probably maybe Xavier Rhodes' last year.
I don't know what to do with Wiens. It's like, in any other circumstance, I feel like Zimmer would be like, yeah, lock this guy up. Like, I want him. But then it's like, it is like, you just took a first rounder last year. Is he just going to be kind of a slot guy that moves to outside? And then Mac is gone? Or Rhodes is gone? Like, I could see it being we pay. Rhodes is paid, Wiens is paid, Hughes stays on his rookie contract, and then Mac, just because Mac will be a free agent too, they just don't re-sign Mac and let him walk.
Well, I mean, I could see that, but I could also see... It's more expensive. I could also see letting Mac walk and cutting ties with Rhodes.
And just having Wiens, Holton Hill, Mike Hughes, and then, you know, obviously adding someone,
yep,
some other places. I wonder what Rhodes...
And actually, I'm kind of intrigued by that. Wiens, Hill, and Hughes?
I mean, that
could be a lot of fun.
I mean, that's a good young group. It's obviously worse because you're losing two good players, but you're hoping at that point you've added players. I guess it would suck to lose both Mac and Rhodes. If you're gonna, like,
especially in the same offseason.
Yeah, and if you're going to go kind of cheap and decide that you're going to cut Rhodes, because Rhodes is under contract till 2022.
Oh, is he? I thought he had like two years left, so he's got three.
Yeah, like, so going into that offseason, he would have two more years.
Okay.
But you could cut him and there'd be no dead money. So they could, like, his cap hits are 14 and 13 million. Ooh. But I'd have to assume, because even this year, it's only half his, like, you save money this year.
No. Yeah, like, half of it's guaranteed.
Yeah. Oh, it says right here. So going into that year, if you cut him, you would save 11.7 million. If it was his last year, you'd save 13.8. And he'd be 31 and 32 years old. So I think that makes me want to re-sign Trey Wiens, right? Like, yep, this offseason.
Yep.
Even if you have, like, what do you think his kind of contract would be? You think he could match Rhodes? 5 years, $70 million?
I was going to say, like, 5 years, 65.
Yeah, I think it would be slightly less. Again, he's never had to go up against number ones. But if you re-sign him, and then this year you kind of have your stacked corner team, but then next offseason you cut ties with Rhodes, he's going to be... He'll be 30 years old that season. No, that'd be three more years then. This year he'd be 29. Next year he'd be 30. And then you set two more years for that. You only save $8 million if you cut him into the 2020 season.
Still a lot of money.
I don't know how the hell they're going to...
I'm cutting Rhodes. I'm resetting Wiens.
I mean, I would certainly, like, going forward, rather... re-sign Wiens, because he's... Well, how old is Wiens?
26? 27?
That's a good question, actually. You know, I got good ones. Born in 92?
So he's 27 this year.
He'll turn 27 in July. Yeah. So, yeah. What is he, like, a year younger than him?
2 years younger than Rhodes.
Rhodes will be 29 this season. Yeah, so he's 2 years younger. I mean, it makes sense to move on, but... Some people want to trade him. I kind of want to extend him.
I want him extended. Trey Wiens better than Xavier Rhodes.
You've been saying it since preseason.
Oh, and then been saying it since last offseason.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So
it's been almost a calendar year.
Before this podcast existed, you've been saying it. And then the other guy's Mac Alexander. So what would you... Is it one or the other this offseason? Or really going... like? If you re-sign Wiens...
I feel like you're losing two cornerbacks next offseason.
Either it's Wiens and Mac, or it's...
Rhodes and Mac.
Yeah. I guess I don't...
Or it could even be Rhodes and Wiens. I mean, I do not could see be. That it's happening.
Yeah, I don't either, but it literally could be.
It could be that.
Like, Wiens' contract will be up. So if he doesn't want to sign, if we don't want to pay him, he walks. And then if Rhodes has a down year or something, gone. And then you're starting Hughes and Holton Hill with... Mac Alexander in the slot.
That's another fun group.
Well, I guess, no, Mac. Well, yeah, you have to re-sign Mac. What do you do with Mac, though? Like, why? If you're Mac Alexander, why would you re-sign here?
Because you're a nickel corner.
Okay, but don't you look at it and go, Mike Hughes is, they drafted Mike Hughes to take my job.
Yeah, but Mike Hughes might be better suited for outside.
Okay, so then... Rhodes is here. Let's say you're Mac, and it's this off season right now, and they come to you with a contract.
This off season, I'm not taking anything.
Say he knows Trey Waynes though isn't going to take it. You know what I mean? Like, say we offer Trey Waynes a contract. Wayne says no, I'm testing for agency, and Mac knows this.
Okay.
Hypothetically, Mac Alexander, he talked to Waynes. Waynes says, "Nah, I'm going to free agency. You do what you want." So now Mac knows going into next season, after the 2019 season, Rhodes possibly will probably be here. Hughes, hey, Waynes is gone. He can move to the outside. So my slot spot just opened. Plus, I played really good. They offered me the most money for a nickelback. Does he take it? I feel like that's the... Does he want to be a nickel his whole career? Has he finally just agreed to that?
If he wants to be a nickel all his whole career and he's getting paid top dollar as a nickelback, yeah, I can see him staying.
So that Tavon Young,
yep,
cornerback for the Ravens, just got re-signed.
Yep.
And he's going to be the highest paid nickelback.
What was that like?
He got 3 years worth $25 million. So... let's see. It's about $8 million a year on here. Like eight point.
I'm not paying Waynes $9 million a year. Or Mac. Alexander. I'm not paying Mac $9 million a year.
I'm not either.
I'd
rather just give that money to Waynes.
Yeah.
And have Mike Hughes play slot. I think Mac is gone.
Mac's bye. And you know what? And that's fine. I like Mac, but go get paid. Like, scoop.
I kind of feel like next year going into it, I think it's going to be Rhodes, Waynes, and Mike Hughes. Okay. I think the cutting Rhodes thing isn't going to happen for a couple of years.
Okay.
I
think it's going to come earlier than you think.
Everyone wants to cut all of our players. Griffin, send him pack, and Rhodes, send him pack, and Trey Waynes, trade him. Yeah, just constantly get younger.
Hey, man.
We have a good quarterback for 2 more years. Let's trade all our guys. Now's the time to, like, squeeze all we can out of these fuckers.
Cut them. Cut Cousins, too. Draft Kyler Murray. Trade Cousins and our first-round pick for a pick high enough to take Kyler Murray.
Okay. Here's another one of my hypotheticals. The never going to happen, but it's really fun to think about, trading Kirk Cousins. Oof. His cap dead money is $3 million. You save $26 million against the cap by trading him. Now, he's got a no-trade clause, but I feel like if you said, hey, Kirk, here's the plan. We're going to pick up Teddy Bridgewater. You're going to be his backup. Do you want to be traded? He would say, yeah, I'm going to waive that no-trade clause because you guys are dicks.
I hate you guys.
Yeah, we're going to be like that tweet about Miami where you said you can't believe, you know, we don't like that. You're out of here. See ya. The only problem is I look through the teams. I don't know who would trade for him. Like, every team either has a quarterback or, like, there's, like, Jacksonville who doesn't have a lot of money and, like, I feel like they're angling for Nick Foles. And then, like, I thought, like, Tampa. Well, Bruce
Arians, I think Kirk Cousins, though, is a perfect fit for DeFilippo's offense.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
I didn't even think of that until you said that. Yeah, so they're off the table. One, they have the coordinator who clearly didn't work out with them. Two, they have no cap space. And then it was like, okay, Tampa Bay. Well, Bruce Arians seems really like James Winston.
Oh.
Cincinnati? Like, I don't... Are they going to give up on Andy Dalton to get Kirk Cousins? I mean, it's an upgrade, but is it worth it?
Would you trade Kirk Cousins for Andy Dalton?
No, I would not. That's horrible.
What if I told you that...
Geno Atkins is thrown in? Let's do this.
No. That Andy Dalton, or that Kirk Cousins, is a rich man's Andy Dalton.
I would believe you. I would believe you. Which is why I don't know why the Bengals would do it either. Like, it seems unnecessary. So the one team that makes sense is Miami.
What about the Bears? They could use a quarterback.
They could definitely use a quarterback. That team would be a monster with Kirk Cousins.
Oof.
We said that with our team last year, so maybe he'd make them 8-8.
8-7-1.
Be a wonderful thing.
8-7-1.
But yeah, in a world, what would you trade Kirk Cousins for? Say Miami said, yeah, we'd take him.
First round pick.
Yeah, I think one first round pick, I'd do it.
Wow. I mean, we traded a... Fuck no. We traded a first and a fourth for Sam fucking Bradford.
Yeah, I know. That's bad.
I want a first and a fourth for Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I would. I do it for first. What, hypothetically, let's say Teddy Bridgewater's not out in free agency. Doesn't exist. He's retiring.
Okay, so we're trading Kirk Cousins to a team that needs a quarterback. What? So your three teams were Jacksonville, Miami.
Let's just say it's Miami because they're the only one that makes sense. I went through them.
13th overall.
Can you get a QB there?
I'm taking it because then I'm taking 13 and 18, trading up.
To take Kyler Murray.
To take Kyler Murray.
And then you do what with that $26 million? Just spending spree, right?
Absolutely. Then you go get Roger Saffold.
This is why quarterbacks have big contracts and aren't named Brady. Well, Brady doesn't even get a big contract because he's cheating.
Because he's smart.
He's getting paid under the table with ownership shares.
He's not getting paid with ownership shares. He's getting paid with his UGG shares.
Yeah, that's true. He's got that wife that makes more than him. Plus, he's probably got a piece of this human trafficking operation that's running out of Florida. He's got a big chunk of that.
I mean, what do you expect? He kisses his kids on the mouth.
He kisses the owner on the mouth.
Oh man, you think Tom Brady's puking? Yeah, yeah.
He's like, was that fucking Ace Ventura after he found out?
Yeah. Finkel and Einhorn.
Einhorn's a man.
Einhorn's a man. So yeah, I'm going on a spending spree and trading up.
$26 million, you could get like $10 million guys.
You could go
like,
get Roger Saffold and Mitch Morse.
And you could bring Barr and Richardson back probably. Because you still have all your other money. You have like $50 million in cap.
It's last year all over again.
But, like, okay, so say you draft Kyler Murray and he struggles for the first year.
You really think Kyler Murray's going to struggle?
No, I'm just hypothetically, Ryan. Can't a guy ask a question?
You know? I'm just saying.
Your window with these players, they're not, like we just said, Rose is about to be 30 soon. Harrison Smith's going to be 30 soon. Griffin's on his
You got to remember, our three-year championship window is already over, so we're starting a new three-year yeah. window. We got three
our
years
window then. Closed.
I seriously do actually think it might have closed.
No, I don't think it closed.
So scary.
I mean, DeFilippo was like holding the door shut, and like our team tried to get around him, and he was doing a really good job of blocking us. But we opened it again. Stefanski was, you know, he got it.
God, what if our window's closed, man?
What our if window just opened when we made the playoffs the first time and Blair Walsh fucked us.
Yep. And then
the season after that was like a complete disaster because Teddy got hurt.
And then we had
13-3.
Yeah. So there's your three-year window.
I still think this whole last year was such a fucking weird year. Bad coordinator and the most ridiculously hard schedule ever.
That's how it happens,
no,
man.
We'll be back.
It happens.
We got in Zim we trust.
You know, we make a deep run that first year. Walsh doesn't miss. We win the Super Bowl.
I don't know if
we
make a deep run. We win the Super Bowl if Teddy doesn't get hurt?
No.
Do we win the Super Bowl if Bradford doesn't get hurt last year?
Ooh.
Like, no one ever thinks of that because Keenan played pretty well, but, like, can you imagine maybe Bradford?
Week one offense every week?
Yeah, I mean, that might be a little tall. I think a lot of people thought, since our offensive line was pretty bad, that, like, since Bradford couldn't move as good as Keenan, that, like, maybe Keenan was better. But, like, I don't know. Maybe. I just wish we could have saw that season play out with Bradford. Because that week one, I know we've talked about it a few times, was fucking ridiculous.
So good.
He shredded them. It was like
Monday
and
night.
It was just like the throws were, there were throws that Case Keenum could not make. Like, they were ridiculous.
Sam Bradford, like,
there's a reason he went first overall.
Yes, exactly.
And there's a reason teams refused to give up on him until his fucking leg fell off. Like,
he's got amazing arm talent.
I just wonder. Or again, if Teddy would have been around. Say Teddy, instead of fucking blowing out his knee completely, just tore his ACL. So yes, we lost the season before, but going into 20, what did that be last year or 2 years ago?
If he just tears his ACL, we don't trade for Bradford. So we have a first round pick going into that draft as well.
Yeah, this is just all very sad to think about.
These are hypotheticals, man.
Yeah. This is why you just go for shit. You just got to go for it. Like, the Rams just said, fuck it. We only have Goff for a few more years on a cheap deal. Let's get Sue. Let's get Talib. Let's get trade
first. So there's a non-Viking hypothetical for you. If you're, like, you got people talking with the Rams, like, they think McVay's some, like, guru and everything. would you give up on Goff after his rookie year and draft another one?
Personally, I would.
Yeah?
I would trade Goff and just draft a new guy. I don't think he's that great. I think he's like Kirk Cousins. You need a good supporting cast. Even Mike Shanahan said it. Kirk Cousins is the right QB for Minnesota, but they need a better supporting cast. Like, they need a better offensive line and maybe, like, another weapon. Like, they're, it's like you have these pile of quarterbacks that can win a Super Bowl, but, like, they're not going to do it on their own, which is, like, the Matt Ryans, the Matt Staffords, the... It's neither everyone, one, besides one, fucking Brady. The,
I thought you were, like, naming guys who, like, could win a Super Bowl on their own. I'm like, neither of them have ever won a Super Bowl.
Okay, well, Matt Ryan had a big-ass lead in a Super Bowl.
And?
And he lost.
Okay.
I'm just, like, Joe Flacco, great example. Eli Manning. I think Kirk Cousins is easily just as good as those two.
Oh,
I would actually say he's better.
I was going to say Pete Cousins is probably better than both Pete Flacco and Pete Eli.
Yeah, well, and, like, I think consistently, too, he's better than both of them. Like, Eli's up and down. Flacco's terrible now. So, like...
Eli's just got the last name attached to him.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's got two Super Bowl wins, so he's got something, but, like, everything had to come together, and he had a great run. Like, Flacco sucks. Oh, he's been mediocre his whole career, and he had that one run where he played really good. Like, I think that can happen with quarterbacks like that. And, like, now that we have one, it's like, okay, cool, we have one, and, like, let's win with him. And, like, the Rams have Goff, but I don't think paying Goff... I don't know. I guess we paid Cousins, though. You don't want to end up with the fucking T-Jacks and Ponders. That's the problem. Like,
when Kirk Cousins' contract is up, and you're thinking about giving Cousins a new deal and everything like that,
I'd probably give him a new deal.
Well, no. And let's just say he's, you know, maybe we make the playoffs. We don't, you know, make it
deep divisional round loss.
Yeah, like, or, you know, NFC title game loss.
Okay.
Are you paying him just as much as you're paying him now?
Like, personally, or do what?
Yeah, I'm thinking he's probably going to want more. Are you at 32 years old? Are you going to give him $30 million?
If we made it to the title game and my other options, say like my pick is in the late 20s and there's no one like good for agency, I would pay him whatever it is. I wouldn't want to make him the high speed quarterback again, but like somewhere between 28 and 32. You probably
have to make him.
Maybe if you did, which again, the alternative is what? Draft some dude at 27 overall or trade up?
Paxton Lynch.
Draft Paxton Lynch. The only like person who did this perfectly is the Chiefs. Like, they had the Alex Smith, Kirk Cousins type, and they were like, okay, this guy can take us to the playoffs. If everything went perfectly, he could probably win a Super Bowl. Like, he's not great, but he's good enough where if we had all the pieces around us, we could make a run.
Turn the ball over, which
and they said, hey, look at this guy. Like, Andy Reid's like, this Patrick Mahomes now, he's different. Like, he's in that Rodgers Brady realm, Breeze, where it's like, I don't even know Breeze, like, I went 8-8 all the time. But like Brady Rodgers, where it's like, he can carry us.
Yeah.
We don't need everything to be perfect for him.
Dude has it.
Yeah. So like, let's trade Alex Smith for a bunch of crap and go trade up for this guy.
Trade up for
actually, yeah, they trade did up that for first. This guy. Yeah.
Let the guy who knows how to do everything teach him like all the nuances of the game. Then we'll trade him for a bunch of crap and then we'll go start him.
That's the like the conundrum where like if Kyler Murray fell to 18, what do you do? Let's say you think he has the potential to be like a Mahomes, like a step above Cousins, not just what I consider like Haskins, who's like probably gonna like, okay, he could be like Cousins. He could be a good starter for 10 to 15 years, but never gets above that. You know, Flacco, Eli, Stafford.
Don't trade the farm for him, kind of guy.
Yeah, he's just like he's just a good quality quarterback. But if you think Kyler Murray's good enough to be like a step above Cousins, do you take him?
I personally think he's going to be a step above Cousins.
I think he's fucking awesome.
Yeah, like if he couldn't run, he'd be a legit quarterback prospect.
Yeah,
and if he was 6'4", he'd be a legit
number one overall.
Yeah,
he'd be easily number one overall.
Yeah, like people would be like clamoring for Kyler Murray. Like, even teams that didn't really think they needed a quarterback would be trying to take him.
Well,
like, the Cardinals would be trying to trade Josh Rosen right now so they could take Kyler Murray.
Which, I mean, I know the coach denied it, but like, there's rumors that that could be something. I guess I don't. It'd be similar to the Alex Smith thing. Like, they drafted him with Alex Smith had multiple years still on his contract. The only problem is Cousins has a no trade clause. But you could sit on Murray for 2 years.
Yep. The Packers sat on Rodgers for 3.
Yeah. Do they regret that? Fuck no.
4. Did they sit Rodgers for 3 years?
I think they might have. Because then they ended up getting him on like kind of a bargain contract because he hadn't like played enough for like anyone to know how good he was. It's just,
I'm taking him.
Now, say he falls to 18 and Devin White's on the board. You taking him?
Well, that's, in a vacuum, yes. But like,
you're taking Kyler Murray?
Yeah.
Is Devin White's on the board at 18?
Yeah. Because like, Kyler Murray, if he's as good as I think he is, can change the franchise for 15 years.
I know. Like,
you're closing one window championship-wise, but you're opening potentially a lot more.
And you're not actually closing anything.
Not
because,
really.
Because, like...
It's just you're not really adding the impact player to win right now.
What's funny is, like, what did Mike Hughes do last year for us?
Nothing.
He got hurt, didn't play. What did Dalvin Cook do for us the year he was rookie? Nothing. Got hurt, didn't play. What did Treadwell do for 3 years? Nothing. He's terrible. What did Trey Waynes do for 2 years?
Jesus.
Nothing.
When was the last time we had a good first round pick? Anthony Barr. He was really
Barr
good
was,
his rookie
Barr was
year.
Like one of his best years as a rookie. Is Barr the last one that had a good, really good first year? Because even Rhodes, it was like, oh, he holds too much. You know, he's got to learn that Zimmer system, you know.
Well, Barr was right after Rhodes, so.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah, Rhodes was. So who was after?
Barr.
Like, Kendricks had a really good rookie year, but
Who was the pick in front of Kendricks?
Oh, he's Kendricks really good. One of our best drafts. I think it's Trey Waynes.
Yeah, it's Waynes. Yep. So
but his rookie season was not that great. Nope. It took like 2 years for anyone to even like the guy.
Waynes. And then traded it for
Bradford. Well, Treadwell's in there somewhere.
Treadwell then traded it for Bradford.
And then it was because that's the Dalvin Cook year.
Yeah.
And then it was Mike Hughes.
And Mike Hughes.
So like, imagine in a world you traded, instead of taking Treadwell because it fit a need, you took a quarterback that turned out to be really good. Like,
well, what if you just took Michael Thomas and called it a day?
That would have been nice too. But I'm just saying, like, it's so hard for me to say take Kyler Murray over Devin White. But Devin White could suck. Now, Kyler Murray could also suck.
Yeah.
But if you hit that, it's so much more impactful than some linebacker.
Yeah, and that's why I said take Kyler Murray. Like, yeah, I love Devin White just as much as the next guy, and he fits that need where we don't have to sign Barr, but...
Sign someone else. Sign Thomas Davis. He's 36. He'll cost you $2 million. And then draft Kyler Murray.
Off the street. Sign Joe Hodges back. I don't care.
And then when Cousins go, why'd you guys draft a quarterback? Say, because you only wanted to sign a 3-year fucking deal.
And you wanted it fully guaranteed like an asshat.
Yeah. So, sorry.
I don't think it's that he only wanted to sign a 3-year deal.
Well, it was guaranteed money. Well, we're not going to give you a 5-year guaranteed deal. So we're just going to take off those 2 freebie years at the end.
Well,
and guess that's what it is. So the year we took Treadwell, if we had just taken a quarterback, guess who it could have been? Paxton Lynch.
Oh.
So good thing we took Treadwell, I guess. Christian Hackenberg.
Oh.
Jacoby Brissett. Yeah, there was no.
Oh, Jacoby Brissett. There you go. The brisket.
Dak Prescott in the 4th.
Wait, why would we take quarterback? We had Teddy on our team.
Oh, no, we wouldn't have. I'm just like saying hypothetical things. Teddy, he was on our team. So was there any player at 18 that you would take over Kyler Murray? Like, if you had the first pick in the draft, and the Vikings somehow had the first pick in the draft.
So this Vikings roster.
Yep, you're drafting for this team. You're building a board for this team.
Woo! It's between him and Jonah Williams, that's for sure.
Jonah Williams?
The tackle for Bama.
Left tackle?
Yeah.
Oh, my first guy's Quinnen Williams. You kidding me? Three tech? Fuck a let that tackle. He could fall to 18 on his own. Mm. Quinnen ain't getting out of the top two.
You don't think somebody's taking Josh Allen over Quinnen Williams?
Three.
Rashawn Gary over Quinnen
no.
Williams?
No. No, they're not taking Rashawn Gary over Quinnen Williams. You want to make a bet?
Absolutely not, because I wouldn't take Quinnen Williams, or I wouldn't take Rashawn Gary over Quinnen Williams.
The more we talk, the more I want to take Kyler Murray.
Oh, I want
no, Kyler I don't think Murray I bad. Feel like he's going to end up going top three.
You think somebody's
I think by the time the draft comes along, it always seems to happen. Somehow.
I want the Giants to get him.
Saquon, Kyler Murray, Odell Beckham. I want us
I'd
to
buy me
now.
A white Giants Kyler Murray.
Okay, all right. Mm. I'm going to buy a white Vikings Kyler Murray, and I'm going to go to games.
Gross. A white one?
Yeah.
I don't really like our road jerseys. Like I like them, like... On the field, I don't like our white jerseys, like, walking around the stadium and stuff. I just don't think it looks...
But you like the Giants' white ones?
I like the Giants' ones, the white and the red.
Okay. I mean, most away jerseys are pretty similar. They're white with a secondary color.
Not a big fan of ours.
No, you don't like... Okay. All right. No. Okay. Well, become a Giants fan.
Teach their own. I'd get me a nice purple Kyler Murray.
What number is he number in college? One. Number one. So maybe he'd be...
Number one.
Can he be number one?
Why can't he be?
Aren't there rules again? Is one allowed? Wait, Kyle Slaughter's number one, is he?
Yeah, so buy it.
I hope Slaughter doesn't make him buy it. Just give it to
or
him.
Or be number two. Or 11. Buy it from Treadwell.
How do you think that would... Buy it from Treadwell. How do you... Treadwell won't be on the team. Treadwell, will you, you're making our quarterback pay for your jersey number? You're gone. Hey, Treadwell. Good luck.
Hey, Kyler.
Good luck in the
jersey's
AAF.
Jersey's free.
Yeah, your jersey's
this
opened
one's
up.
On the house.
We just traded him to the San Diego Fleet.
Interleague trading? Yeah. Like in basketball.
We don't need anything back. Yeah. You can just keep him. We'll pay. We'll pay for it.
Just don't let him wear 11.
Yeah, that's for our quarterback on this team. If that happened, say he fell to 18 and we took Kyler Murray, how do you think that would play out? Do you think Cousins would just be like, all right, whatever. Like, I guess I is what it is.
Well, I mean.
Like, how come it worked out so well for the Chiefs? Was there, like, a quarterback controversy? Did the fans just not care? I feel like, I don't know if Minnesota is different, but I feel like immediately half the fans would be like, fuck Cousins. Get this guy out of our way. Oh. Murray's the man. Like, they'd be booing his ass.
And the other half would be like, why the hell did we take fucking
why did we burn
we have we yeah. just spent $28 million on
fire Spielman Zimmer should be taken out back and shot
old Yeller style.
Yeah, put him down, all he wants is cornerbacks. Yeah, I feel like
I bet that's a fucking Zimmer porno right there. cornerbacks.
There'd be like 4% of people that were like, oh cool, we got a quarterback for the future. Like, I don't know how it would play out.
Oh, it would be a riot. Oh.
How did it work in Kansas City? Everyone was just like, cool, we're going to watch Alex Smith for an entire season? While they just... Did they boo him?
No.
Did they... I guess I don't... Like,
I
it was not... actually like... People were kind of shocked when they traded Alex Smith. Like, oh, they traded Alex Smith to the Redskins. Wow, like...
It's because a lot of people... I mean, he just played like his best statistical year and everything like
that. Yeah, Cousins does that every year. 30-10 with 4,000 yards.
I know. I'm just saying. Like, that's what happened to Alex Smith, and everyone's like, you know.
So, like, maybe, like, Cousins would have to just be like, yeah, whatever, you know, I'm going to play up my, you know, see what happens, and then, like, start off the season pretty hot. And then it'll be like, all right, we'll let the rookie sit for a while.
No, I think that's exactly. I mean, how do the Packers do it? I mean, you got Brett Favre, so I guess that's.
No one's going to boo Favre, I mean, until he left and went to the Vikings, but, like, they wanted Rodgers to sit forever.
Yeah.
They were literally like, fuck that guy that's taking our heroes. Job, yeah. Like, but like Kansas City had it's very similar to us. Like, they had no allegiance to Alex Smith. The dude came from San Francisco. Like, he wasn't like he was. I mean, he's there a lot longer
they
than Cousins,
him
though.
A second, a second.
He was there for a few years though. Like, yeah, Cousins is like first year, and like he immediately kind of put a sour taste in everyone's mouth by like being.
Yeah, straight. But he also like I mean it's a 3-year deal. You know, I think they traded that for Alex Smith and immediately gave him a 5-year contract.
It is part of the problem. It's like, dude, you caused this. Maybe we really, I don't, it's because you wanted that guarantee, we didn't get the normal 5 years. So You made it so we're already having to look for your replacement. So
it's a we wouldn't be looking for your replacement had we made the playoffs.
That too.
Let's be real.
If you had four more years under contract and we were drafting 27.
No. Screw it. Still two more years under contract. If we made the playoffs, nobody's talking about quarterbacks right now.
That's probably true, yeah.
Fact.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking quarterbacks.
So if Daniel Carlson hits that field goal against Green Bay, no one's talking about quarterbacks.
Right? Nobody's talking quarterbacks. Because Cousins just threw for 4,000 yards, 30-11. We made the playoffs. Nobody's talking quarterback.
Dwayne Haskins on the board at 18. Are you taking him?
Against Devin White? I'm taking Devin White.
Okay.
Yeah. Against Christian Wilkins? Taking Christian Wilkins.
Against TJ Hockenson?
Probably taking Hockenson too. Yeah. You know, like Haskins, I know he's a first round quarterback prospect, but he doesn't do much for me.
I want the new type that makes plays, not that needs the supporting cast. Like if I'm going to go out and get someone, I mean, like how Kyler Murray is like a, similar to like a Russell Wilson. Like if the play's not there, that's just the beginning of the play. Like Now it's breaking the pocket time. That's what Mahomes does. That's what all these guys do. Like that's even what Rodgers does. The only one who doesn't do that is Brady. And he gets the ball out in like an eighth of a second because he's like smarter than everyone or something. I don't know what the hell is going on there. Like
it's cause like, well, the Patriots, every single receiver has like seven options. Yeah.
It's like every single one of them has to be like a fucking genius. And it's like, okay, if he's leaning to his right, then I go this way. And like Brady knows it. It's not fair.
No. And that's why like Brady's their quarterback. Because it's like, who else is going to figure this shit out?
Yeah. They're like, Garoppolo, you're good and all. But yeah, we'd rather have 43-year-old Brady because you're never going to figure this shit out.
And you know what? Actually, we're going to get Brian Hoyer in the trade, too.
Yeah, he knows the system.
He's smart. He went to Michigan State. He got a couple of Michigan men in the quarterback class. Right. You know who we really should get? Ryan Fitzpatrick. He went to Harvard. Yeah,
Funny, for someone so smart, he throws a lot of dumbass passes.
he watched too many Brett Favre videos growing up.
Brett Favre made plays. Pocket breaks down. I mean, made a lot of dumb plays, but dude made some fucking ridiculous plays. Man, just sand, like, you're in the backyard just fucking around.
How many 30-20 seasons does Brett Favre
have? Enough to break both records, I think.
Oh, that's right.
Pretty sure when he left, he had a ball. He did most interceptions and most touchdowns. I think
that's fantastic. That might have been, like, the best thing. That's my favorite thing to... that's ever happened. Most touchdowns and most picks.
Brett Favre's like, I'm setting all the records. Yeah. Fuck it.
Yards. Well, I think Manning passed him.
I think Manning passed him on a few of them, yeah. But, well, Favre's thing is, like, how the hell did he just never get hurt?
Oh, he got hurt.
Yeah, well, then you got people like Carson Wentz is 3 years in
his bottles career. Of Vicodin.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, there were weeks where, like, I've heard stories where Brett Favre never even made it back to the facility. He, like, would spend the week in the hospital getting treated for, like, all these aches and pains and, like, broken bones and whatnot. And then he would show up at the walkthrough on Saturday and then play on Sunday. Or he would just not even show up at the walkthrough and he'd just show up Sunday. And it's like, all right, yeah, let's play. So I think it's Vicodin and Jack Daniels. Probably how he got through.
So what's Kirk Cousins doing to avoid getting hurt? Because I don't think he drinks. He seems like a straight-laced man.
Man, he's got Jesus on his
he's
side.
Got Jesus.
The man's got Jesus
the
on his
side. The man's got Jesus. Won't help him go above 500, though. Jesus not helping him win games. Just
hey, he went above 500. He's 7-1. It's above 500.
Yeah. I'm really proud of that. Have you seen his interviews lately he's been doing? He's been on a few shows.
Not really.
And I like what he's saying, though. He's just like, I'm just sick of going 8-8. Like, at some point, you got to win games. Like, instead of being like, well, I did statistically, we did good. A few things slipped up here and there, but, like, we were gelling. He was just like,
I'm tired
you know,
of this.
Like, I think a lot of the questions are like, you know, you guys had a lot of expectations. Like, what do you think you went wrong? And he's kind of just like, you know, I could say a bunch of stuff, but, like, at some point, I got to win games. Like, I got to win games. Like, it's really what matters. I don't, like, you know, you could name a bunch of reasons, but, like, I'm sick of going 8-8. So like, I was like, okay.
Cool, yeah, I'll throw 3 touchdowns a game, but if I lose
the game, and it's like, not. You could be like, oh, new coordinator, you know, we had a tough schedule. You know, you could say a bunch of stuff. Like, I saw a Diggs interview, and he was kind of like, you know, well, you know, we had a new coordinator, new coach, like, or new quarterback. Like, next year, like, it'll be gelling. And it's like, you know what? You had a new coordinator and a new quarterback when Keenum came in.
I don't think
so. That's bullshit.
Diggs is like, I'm not gonna say anything.
Yeah, like, well, he's clearly looking for the PC thing to say. So it's like, oh, you know, it's just our first year together, and it's like, okay, well, you did because he was also talking about he's had a new quarterback like every single year because of all the injuries and shit and stuff. But like, yeah, I think they like Cousins. I think again, I'm just 100% blaming the season on DeFilippo. We're moving on.
Nope.
Next man up.
Yep. No, Stefanski, you're up. Don't let me down, boy.
Don't let me down. All right, well, let's wrap it up. I think we'll talk some combine next week. I think it'll be pretty much over by the time we're back.
Probably.
See if there's anyone we like. See if anyone blows out their ACL running 40. That'd be cool.
See if anyone fails a drug test.
Yeah, there should be a bunch of, I don't know if we'll find that out right away, but you never know. Weird shit happens.
Let's see if anyone asks Dez Bryant if his mom's a prostitute.
Yeah, that'll be good. Maybe it'll be Robert Kraft. He's probably really wanted to know.
No, that was the Dolphins executive.
It was, but you ruined the joke, Ryan. Okay.
Miami.
You know. Oh, wait a minute. Then it came all the way back.
Yes.
Interesting. So someone needs to talk to the owner of the Dolphins to find out if he's in on this prostitution ring with
Bob Kraft. He wasn't the biggest name on the list.
They're like, Dez, I don't know why you're so offended. We want to know if she needs a job. Like,
she can move to Miami too.
Yeah. We thought we were doing you a favor.
We're employing two Bryans.
But yeah, there should be a whole bunch of probably like trade rumors. We might get some extension talk. We might get like, I don't know.
Some people might actually sign their contract extensions.
Yeah, there could be a whole bunch of shit.
People getting tagged. Yeah. Fun stuff.
We did get our 3 comp picks.
Yeah, 2 sixes and a
2 7. 2 6 and a 7th. We did officially get screwed because of Sam Bradford. So thanks, asshole. We traded a 1st and 4th for you and you cost us a 3rd round comp.
Unbelievable.
And I still feel bad for the guy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't hate him at all.
No.
I just feel terrible for him. That St. Louis team, and then he finally had a good season with the Eagles, and they draft a quarterback to replace him.
Oh.
Comes here, just very
has
sad.
Has a good season to start. Oh, yeah. Poor Bradford.
Poor bastard. But,
at
yeah.
70 or $150 million later, though, I'm kind of mad at him.
Yeah. Wait a minute, son of a bitch. It wasn't my money. Did you see the Patriots got 2/3? I think the Rams got 2/3. Patriots have 12 draft picks.
And that's how they keep winning.
Yeah.
They just get the most
most lottery tickets because the draft is a shit.
Yeah, and that's why Belichick's always trained back.
Yep, trade back.
And it's like, oh, yeah, I'll move back 16 slots. And
you can jump up and get Cordarrelle Patterson, and I'll take 4 guys with those picks.
Yeah, and didn't some of those picks turn out to be, like, pretty good players?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, multiple are better than Patterson. And he has Patterson.
Hey, full circle.
I mean, he might not anymore, but it's like, I got all your picks, and I got your shitty receiver.
I'm going Thank to use you. As a catcher player.
And I'm going to let all my good players leave, and I still win a Super Bowl.
Bitch.
All right, well.
Yeah, you know the drill. Follow us on the social medias. We'll be back next week sometime.
It's been a pleasure.